the preaching of the cross. It is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Hello listeners, this is the Power of Endless Life, brought to you courtesy of Plumet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. Our goal on this program is to present to you Christ, His cross, and His church. I am your host, John Adichoro Olua. Hello, listener. We are glad to be back again to minister the word of the Lord to you. And we want to go to Hebrews chapter 6, the passage we've been sharing with you in the last few weeks. I would like to read again the word of God, trusting that the Lord will bless His word to us, and that the word of the Lord will have its impact and mix with faith in our lives. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of the laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. We trust that the Lord will grant us help as we come again today to minister the word to you. We've been dealing with the issue of faith on this program. For those of you who are hearing us for the first time, we've been dealing with the issues that we just read in Hebrews chapter 6, the seven fundamental issues of faith, the principles of the doctrine of Christ, or the first principles of the oracles of God. We've been dealing with this. There are seven of them. And the doctrine of Christ, that's the person of Christ, the revelation of Christ, the revelation of who Christ is. We have dealt with that for some weeks. We also dealt with the issue of repentance from dead works, how we must walk in the Spirit so that we will not do works in the flesh, because it is Spirit that gives life and the flesh profits nothing. So we also dealt with that, and we've been dealing with the issue of faith, and that's what we want to continue today. Faith in God, or faith toward God. I also want to just emphasize as we begin that this is faith in God, faith toward God, faith that expresses God, that hears God and believes God and acts what he has heard. This is faith toward God. And we've been sharing with you how this faith comes. They say this faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of the Lord, the Rhema. This faith comes as we hear the truth preached to us. I want to continue today, and I want you to read with me Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll be looking at Hebrews 13 verse 7. And it says there, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. I want you to note from this scripture we just read that faith is also what can become our inheritance and portion from people that we follow. And this scripture, it says we should follow them, and we should follow those who bring to us the word of God. And the word rule there means those who have been called to lead us. And it says we should look and follow their faith. One of the ways that faith is imparted to us is to see men and women whom we follow who walk in faith. We need men and women of examples who we can follow their faith. This is lacking today in so many areas. You'll find that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the way faith continues to grow and continues to be passed from one generation to another generation is that they had people who demonstrated faith. And it's my prayer that God will raise men and women of faith for us in our generation who walk by faith. And we read last week from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We read of men and women who walk by faith, who subdue kingdoms, who wrought righteousness, who stopped the mouth of lion. And such men were men of faith. The Bible said they obtained good report. They set example for us to follow. This man followed God. This man endured a lot of things. This man dared to do a lot of things. And they stood for God. And they had triumph. They had victory by their faith over situations and circumstances. And I think it's important that we should highlight this, that we have the responsibility, particularly for those of us in leadership over God's people. We have to decide whether we are going to be men of faith for God's people or men of fear and doubt and unbelief. And when people who minister on the pulpit project doubt, fear, and unbelief more than faith, they rob God's people of their faith. And Father, the scripture said they overtook the faith of many. People's faith can be overtaken. When those in leadership do not live by the faith that we read in the Bible from Hebrews. And I'm praying that the Lord will be gracious to this generation, that we will have men and women who will live and walk by faith, so that others who are following can see examples to follow. It's true that we brought to you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But also faith becomes an impartation, an inheritance, when we see men and women of faith. Paul was saying something about this. I want us to look at it in the book of Acts, chapter 26. You will see this, where Paul referred to this. Please, let's go to Acts 26 from verse 16. It says, "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Paul here is talking about faith that was in him. Faith that has been deposited in him, that he can. If you look at that scripture we have just read there, in that verse 16, "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of the things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto thee." That's the place of leadership, ministers. By what they will hear from God, and by where God will still appear to them and speak to them, they have something to leave for the coming generation. And Paul was saying here, not only that he will bring through his preaching and life, that he will bring repentance and forgiveness to people, but also inheritance to them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. It is important that faith is imparted to the next generation. And we trust that as we bring this word, this is our desire, to see that this faith is restored, that men and women will walk with God, that those of us also bring this word to you, we will live by faith. The just shall live by faith. It takes a walk with God to live by this faith that we are talking about and that we are bringing to you at this time. I also want to move from that, and I want to bring another scripture that I also think is important. Faith alone is not perfect, like the Bible says. The Bible says faith without work is not perfect. That faith is made perfect through works. In other words, the works there is not the works of the flesh. It's not what we do. It's the work in the spirit. There's a laboring in the spirit and there's a laboring in the flesh. There's a work of the flesh. There's a work of the spirit. James was talking about works. He's not earnestly talking about human activities and human endeavors or energy, what we do in the energy of our human strength. He's talking about that which is still done in the spirit. So in this sense, I want to bring some things that must accompany our faith. Indeed, let's go to the 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. "According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and to virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The point we want to make, Peter is saying to us that God has given us all things that we need according to his divine power. All that we need, all things that pertain to this life as we live this life, and all things that pertain to godliness as we live godly life. It's important that we have the two. As I live for God and believe God to supply my need and to meet my need, faith is not just for that alone. Faith is also to believe God to live godly life, to live before God. To have character, the character of Christ, godliness, is important. A person who says he has faith, but his faith is only producing material things, and he has not been able to show us his godly side, is like a bird trying to fly with one wing. It will not work. Peter is saying here, for us to enter, for us to access all that God has provided for us, we need knowledge. That is important. The knowledge of the scripture. The word of God must be known. The Bible says, let the word of God deal richly in your heart. If you are going to live by faith, you must know the word of God. God speaks us through his word. God is in his word. God is his word. You must know the written word, just as if you are going to have the rhema of the word. You must know the written word to have the spoken word. It's very, very important. Knowledge is important. The knowledge of the word of God. And yes, when we talk about knowledge, we are not just talking about the mental knowledge of the word. We are not talking about religious knowledge of the word. We are talking about the revelational knowledge of the word, where you are taught by the Spirit of God, where the Spirit of God reveals to you the mysteries in the word of God. And this comes by walking with God. This comes by spending time with God. Like Jesus said to Mary, when Mary sat at his feet, he said, Mary, yes, what you have received by sitting at my feet, no man can take it away from you. We need to be in a place where God can teach us his word by his Spirit. Thank God for teachers. Thank God for the preaching of the word. And it's good, and we must take advantage of godly teachers, anointed teachers. We must sit at their feet, but that is not enough. Every child of God must find time to sit at the feet of Christ, personally, directly, to be taught by him. Knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Revelational knowledge. Not just knowledge of the scripture. You remember Jesus said to the Pharisees, you search the scripture. You think in them, by searching them you have life. They are only pointing to me. The scripture is to point to the person, or to bring us to Christ. To deepen our relationship with Christ. The scripture is to bring us to Christ. To have contact. To be connected to Christ. To know him intimately. To know him personally. To grow in our knowledge of him. Peter says in another scripture that we should grow in grace. We should grow in the knowledge of him. So here again, in this passage we are considering, but he says to us that we must add to faith virtue. Faith alone without godliness is not the faith of the scripture. We need this faith. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and all this. So we see faith is important. True faith will bring us into other things of God. True faith will bring us into temperance, godliness, true faith, brotherly kindness, and so forth, charity. And that's why I want to read a scripture to us. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Because scriptures, we interpret scriptures. This now we are bringing the word of God to you. We are talking about faith toward God, as we have read in Hebrews chapter 6, one of the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ. So we are talking about faith toward God today, and we are now reading Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. I want to see what it says. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor a circumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. Faith, in one hand, showing to us that faith will not work without love. And what is love? The way I will put it to us is, love is what is described to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I just want to read that to us. You can only describe love. You can only find words to describe it. And I think a good job has been done for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I'll just read that for us. But remember what we have read in the book of Galatians is just saying that faith must go with love. Faith that worketh by love. I've seen many people trying to function in faith without love. It doesn't work. They can confess their faith. They can talk big about faith. They can say they believe God for this and that, but they don't have character. Godliness, virtue is important. What I am saying, through faith, we produce results. We produce fruits in our lives. So we go now to, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it says here, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have no charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, you see again, even though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, I have not charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. So we see here, like I said, I'm just reading this scripture, hoping that the Holy Spirit will minister to you. I just want to say this. Love is the manifestation of the fruits of the Spirit. Love is Christ's character in man. Love is God shining forth in man. And we have seen what love is here. But the point I'm making to you, listener, is that faith we are talking about to you, this faith cannot work alone without this kind of love. Love that is not easily offended. Love that does not project itself, love that does not behave itself unseemly, love that is not seeking just his own or her own, that is not easily provoked, that does not think of evil of other people. This love does not rejoice in iniquity, whether your own iniquity or iniquity of the other people. This love does not rejoice when he sees other committing sin and falling into sin, but he rejoices in the truth. This love does not encourage falsehood, lies, and so on and so forth. This love and this faith beareth all things, believes all things, hopeth all things, and endure all things. This love does not fail. It does not come and go. It's an enduring character of Christ in man. So I'm just explaining to us that for this faith to work, love must go on with it. So in seeking faith, you must seek character. You must seek godliness. In seeking faith, you must seek to grow in grace. You must seek to grow in Christ-likeness. That's the point I'm making. And because it takes faith, like when we read together, the scripture says, by faith, they wrought righteousness. Faith must bring forth the character of Christ in us. I must believe God that I can live above sin. I must believe God that my human nature must not rule me. I must believe God that I can overcome my carnality. I must believe God that I can live above telling lie, above sin, above loss, above evil, above hatred, above offense, above betrayal. That's faith. That's why we say faith is not just to acquire things, but faith is the faith that brings Christ into us, that we are changed, that we are transformed, that we are able to give glory to God. Remember, we shared a scripture with you last week. It said, he that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the fig tree that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith to overcome. This is the message we are bringing to you. Trusting that the Lord will bless you. Trusting that the Lord will minister to you, listener, as you hear us. We're trusting that the Lord will restore this faith, that we're saying God will raise men and women who will live by this faith for our generation. We are not talking about empty faith that speaks big things, that speak boastful things, but there's nothing to show for it in terms of character. We're not talking about faith that is just talking about acquiring things and accumulating material where there's no character. We need this in Nigeria. We need this in Nigerian church. We need it in our homes. We need to return to this basic faith. Believers need to be taught all this. It is important. It is part of Christ being minister to us. You also see that there's a scripture I also want to read as we are bringing this message to a close. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 6, and I'm reading from verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I read that again, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Listeners, there are promises of God to inherit. But we have been shown here, for us to inherit these promises, we must not be slothful. We must not be lazy. There are people who are lazy spiritually. The word is being lazy, being slothful, being lazy spiritually. There are a lot of people who are lazy. They are not diligent to follow God. They are not diligent to read their scripture, diligent to follow God, diligent to pray, diligent to do things that will build their spiritual life. And they are weak in faith. They are weak in faith, and they cannot. Weak faith cannot inherit the promises of God. And here we see also, he said we should not be slothful, but follow them. We must have people, like we read earlier, examples of faith. We should follow men whom we can see that in their life, they are inheriting the promises of God. Men who are not only inheriting the promises of God in terms of material things, but in terms of spiritual things, who are displaying to us the character of Christ. We can see them overcoming their natures. We can see them overcoming carnality. We can see their testimony, their conversation, their manner of life, that they are living for God and they are overcoming sin by themselves. We need men and women like that who will show us. Men who through faith, another word here, patience. The word patience means to persevere, to fight. The Bible says fight the good fight of faith. Men who will fight the good fight of faith to overcome themselves and to overcome challenges of life, to overcome the wicked one, to overcome the world, and to obtain promises of God that God has given to us in his word. This is the word we are bringing to you, and I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the message we have brought again today will minister to your spirit, will minister to your soul, and will minister to your body, that you will rise in the strength of the word of God. The scripture says he sent his word to them and healed them. I pray that the word that we have brought to you today will heal you. Will heal you from unbelief, will heal your doubt, will take your doubt and unbelief and fear away and put faith in your heart. I pray that you will rise up from what you are hearing and seek men who can disciple you in true faith, whom you can see their testimony. And if you are following men who are not working with God, you are following men who are defeated, you are following men who, even though they speak about faith to acquire material things, but there's no godliness in their life, it's time to stop following them because you have been led astray. May the Lord help you to make that decision. I perceive this morning there are many of you that you are in that situation. You are following men and women who, even though they speak faith, even though they preach the word of God, but there's no fruit, there's no love. The fruit of the Spirit is not there. There's no godliness, and you are following them. I pray that this time, as you are hearing me, the yoke will be broken. They will be set free to follow, and God will set men of faith, men of character, men who are godly before you, so that you can follow them, because that is your portion as a child of God. May the Lord bless you.
This message, The Power of Endless Life, is brought to you courtesy Plummet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. You can call us on these phone numbers: 0803-392-2585 and 0706-3890-315. I take it again: 0803-392-2585. 0706-3890-315. 90315. You can also send us an email through the following email addresses: endlesslife@yahoo.com and endlesslife@gmail.com. I take it again: endlesslife@yahoo.com and endlesslife@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.plummetmission.org. The signature tune is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 of King James Version. Thanks to our regular host, John Adejoroluwa, our producers and our sound engineers. Please join us again, same time next week, and God bless you.
For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness. Oh.